This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Budget discussion begins in House of Representatives after repeated obstruction by opposition. International Center for Integrated Mountain Development warns of floods and landslide risk in Nepal despite low rainfall. US and Iran exchange fresh strikes across Middle East, and FIFA World Cup 2026 set to kick off tonight. Now the news in detail. Discussions on the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27 have begun in the House of Representatives. The House, which had faced repeated obstruction in recent days over Prime Minister Balin Assad's statements, was briefly disrupted again today by opposition parties before proceedings resumed. After the discussion, time was allocated to the opposition parties, following which party-wise budget discussions began. Earlier in the meeting, opposition lawmakers expressed dissatisfaction with the clarification given by Foreign Minister Sushil Kanal regarding Prime Minister's remarks in Parliament. They stressed the need for unity on issues of nationhood and nationality and demanded that Prime Minister Shah appear in the House to clarify and correct his statement. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagli has rejected allegations of information leakage and revenue loss in the import of electric vehicles. Speaking at the Public Accounts Committee of the House of Representatives today, Finance Minister Wagli said attempts were being made to spread rumors about revenue leakage and defame him. He challenged lawmakers to present evidence of any irregularity, saying he would quit not only the post of Finance Minister, but also politics and public life if misappropriation was proven. Foreign Affairs Minister Sushil Kanal is set to visit China with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, saying that preparations for the visit are underway and the schedule will be announced soon. Speaking at an interaction with journalists yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister Kanal stressed the need for consensus among the government, political parties, state institutions and the media on matters of national interest. He also called for sensitivity in reporting issues related to foreign affairs. The Foreign Affairs Minister said the government plans to strengthen Nepali diplomatic missions abroad by upgrading human resources and infrastructure. He also announced plans to strengthen the Institute of Foreign Affairs, launch the Lumbini Fellowship Program, and address challenges related to passport biometrics. A study by the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development, ISIMOD, has projected below normal rainfall in several countries of the Hindu Kush Himalaya region, including Nepal, Bhutan, India and Pakistan, along with above normal temperatures across much of the region. According to the Hindu Kush Himalaya Monsoon Outlook 2026, the risk of flash floods, landslides and other disasters will remain high, despite lower than normal rainfall. For Nepal, the study warned that short periods of intense rainfall and rising temperatures could increase both drought and flood risk. Long dry spells followed by heavy downpours may trigger flash floods and landslides, particularly in mountainous areas. ISIMOD has stressed the need for stronger coordination among governments and local authorities and called for improved early warning systems and preparedness measures targeting this year's monsoon season. The government has begun preparations to reduce the dengue infection rate by 60% over the next 5 years. Under a multi-sectoral plan prepared by the Ministry of Health and Food Safety, all three tiers of government will be involved in dengue prevention and control. The plan includes strengthening early warning and surveillance systems, enhancing public awareness, and launching a weekly Clean Friday campaign to eliminate mosquito breeding sites. So far this year, 915 dengue cases and one death have been reported in 68 districts. A national dengue task force has also been formed to coordinate control efforts. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The United States and Iran have exchanged attacks across the Middle East for a second consecutive day, further strengthening a fragile ceasefire reached in April. The U.S. Central Command said it carried out strikes on military, surveillance and radar sites in southern Iran, hours after President Donald Trump warned that Tehran would face strong action if it failed to reach a permanent agreement. In response, Iran launched attacks on U.S. military assets in several countries in the region. Military bases in Bahrain and Kuwait came under fire. While Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it had targeted a U.S. command center in Jordan with ballistic missiles, Bahrain activated air raid sirens and Kuwait temporarily closed its airspace. Iran also claimed to have struck two oil tankers near the Strait of Hormuz, although there was no immediate confirmation. Despite reports by Iranian media that a strategic waterway had been closed, U.S. Central Command said commercial vessels continue to pass through the strait. At least 15 people, including 11 civilians and 4 security personnel, have been killed in clashes between protesters and security forces in Pakistan-administered Kashmir. The unrest began after the Joint Awami Action Committee called for a march to Muzaffarabad to protest the reservation of 12 seats for refugees in the upcoming elections. Authorities banned the group and ordered action against its leaders, accusing them of sedition. Despite the ban, thousands of protesters joined the march, leading to violent clashes in several areas. Security forces have stepped up patrols and residents have been advised to remain indoors as authorities seek to prevent the march from proceeding to Muzaffarabad. Now sports update. The FIFA World Cup 2026 will officially begin tonight, marking the start of the world's biggest football tournament. The tournament is being jointly hosted by the United States, Mexico and Canada, and this edition features an expanded format with 48 teams competing across 16 cities. The opening match is being played in Mexico City between hosts Mexico and South Africa tonight at 12:14 a.m. Nepali time, rather. The month-long football festival will run until 19th of July. Matches will continue across the 3 host nations, with top football teams from around the world competing for the title in the first-ever 48-team World Cup format. Organizers say the tournament will feature a total of 104 matches, making it the largest World Cup in history. Now the agenda with the forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions throughout the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. Such condition is also likely to occur at a few places in the Tarai regions of Madhes and Lumini provinces, and at one or two places in the Tarai region of Sudhir Pashim province. There is a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Budget discussion begins in House of Representatives after repeated obstruction by opposition. International Center for Integrated Mountain Development warns of flood and landslide risk in Nepal despite lower rainfall. US and Iran exchange fresh strikes across Middle East, and FIFA World Cup 2026 set to kick off tonight. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.